Welcome once again to Jim and Pat's Glasgow West End Chat. Everything about Glasgow's West End. Now, in this episode, you will hear Pat talk to Tom Binns. Tom's the founder and project coordinator of Glasgow Piano City. Glasgow Piano City is a social enterprise that places pianos in locations throughout the city. You've probably seen some of them, and it gives people permission to play them. Now, as a description, of course, that does not do the project justice, as it's really all about increasing opportunity and helping people to connect. However, I'm going to leave it to Pat and Tom to explain all that. But before that, if you don't mind, we would really appreciate it if you would, whatever the player is or whatever it is you're getting your podcast from, like it, give us a 5-star rating, give us a nice comment, encourage us so that we can continue to go out and interview folk and continue to talk about the West End. Okay, so without further ado, I'll take you over, or not take you over, but we'll go over and listen to Pat and Tom.
Hopefully this is going to record okay, Tom.
I'll be
alright. So I met Tom Binns, person who's responsible for Glasgow Piano City, and we met up in the Theatre Royal because there's a fabulous piano up there, but Tom had a better idea that we come to Circus Plus Cafe in Great Western Road. More appropriate because it's in the West End, but also this is the very, very latest place.
It is. This is our latest installation.
And it looks fabulous.
It is.
I'll get a photograph.
This piano is called Libby.
So they've all got names.
Oh, they've got names, totally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This one is called Libby because it was designed by Libby Walker. She's a local West End artist.
I know Libby. Yeah? I know Libby. She does the places like the Cars with Falkirk and.
She does a lot, yeah. She does beautiful
very detailed
work.
Yeah, she's down in the Hidden Lane.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
She's fabulous. So she looks lovely.
She did this piano. She also did our logo, Glasgow Piano City logo. And this piano was special commission for a music festival back in 2015.
Okay.
And so she did some of the decoration live during the festival, and it's done so that we painted the piano white, sanded it down, painted it white, and then she did a line drawing on it of lots of landmarks of Glasgow, with a bird, a tree, a fish and a bell, and lots of things hidden in it to it. And then we varnished it. So that meant that kids could colour it in.
Oh, right.
And then
right.
At the end of the day, when we had it, we could wipe it down, and then she could do it again the next day. So the idea is that it can give it another lick of varnish and we could do that again, you know,
mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to colour in pianos, you know.
I think you've changed the whole concept of what a piano is.
No, I don't think it's down to me at all. There's a real, there is a kind of worldwide phenomenon of decorated pianos.
So I didn't know anything about this.
It's a thing,
mm-hmm.
And it's been in existence for a while. And I guess when we started our project, we tapped into that. And up until that point, back in 2014 for the Commonwealth Games, there'd never been a decorated piano project in Scotland. And so we brought, it's called Play Me I'm Yours. There's a kind of thing in the world, and it's, you know, all over the world. And it's run by an English artist, actually. So it was Play Me I'm Yours that came to Glasgow. We brought that for the Commonwealth Games and then just naturally evolved into Glasgow Piano City over the past 4 years. You know.
So what is the main aim behind it?
A year ago, almost to the day, roughly a year ago, we became officially a social enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now a community interest company, not for profit,
mm-hmm.
called The Piano Project, right? Glasgow Piano City will always be the name of what we do. Everybody knows us as that, but there's kind of an official company behind it. Our aim is to reduce social isolation, pretty simply. There's so much of that kind of embedded in our culture that we feel like the way to tackle it is to embed something else in our culture, and that is playfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And so really what we're trying to do and aiming to do long term is slowly and steadily embed a greater permission to play into the fabric of the city. And there's the about 20-odd pianos in public places like this one, but there's over 100 more that we don't really advertise that have gone out to places that aren't really public. Mm-hmm. They're in a hospital, a care home, right. A sheltered accommodation, a school, whatever, and they're out there, and they've pretty much mostly been redistribution of piano donations that have come into the project. We'll repair them, tune them, put them back out, and that's been going on steadily, you know, and it's nice to stop and think about it for a minute and go, wow, there's 100 pianos out there, that's not so bad. You know?
I mean, it used to be, when I was young, like all the aunties and right. uncles, there was a piano in so many houses.
There was a piano, and then there was a real fire. Yeah. Pretty much, you know, my granny's house had two pianos and three real fires.
Yeah,
I miss those days,
yeah,
you know?
I know.
And that's tenement life. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, no radio, no telly, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You're going to play the piano.
Yeah.
So part of our project has been kind of doing other things. We have these pianos in public places, but we also have events that we run called LIDS Open Days, right? And there's a couple of really good ones coming up.
Oh, great.
All right.
I was actually looking online to see what was coming up in 2018, but I loved it. And it was really last year I went to the McIntosh
right.
Church,
yeah.
And it was Avril Payton that had, I've known Avril for a long time, and she was so enthusiastic, and she said, you've got to see my piano.
Ah, she's done a beautiful
she
job.
She was thrilled. Yeah. I mean, it was lovely.
It is.
But she was so, she gets such a kick out of that.
I'm amazed how much work, time, effort, energy, and goodwill she put into that.
Oh,
and it's really, you feel like when you see the piano, you can feel it.
Uh-huh.
Her piano, Beatrix Rose, the name of her piano is, named after a name she found inside it, actually scratched into the innards of the piano.
God.
So
what's happening this year with LIDS Off?
Right, so at LIDS Open Day.
LIDS Open Day, sorry. It's
all right. The first one coming up is an unusual one, really. There's a travelling artwork coming to Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Museum of the Moon.
Right. Interesting.
You won't have to look hard to find it. It'll be here for the West End Festival. It's arriving from the 11th of May to the end of June. It's going to be, would you believe, a 7-metre diameter globe, 7 metres across. That's the width of this cafe, hanging from the ceiling in the McIntosh Church.
With, oh my God.
With NASA quality high res images of the moon's surface projected from the inside out, right? So it's going to look like
That's
the
amazing.
Moon is hanging from the ceiling. And so people can go there every day. You can pay your fiver and you can see them in. And they've allowed us, they've given us permission to have one day when we just do our thing too. So you can go there, pay your dosh, but on the 27th of May, Sunday, there'll be a LIDS Open Day. So there'll be lots of piano players playing and being inspired by the moon hanging there and doing their thing at the same time.
Great.
Right. So I will advertise that, and I'm pretty much it'll be booked out solid, you know.
Will you have a go yourself, Tom?
I will, but if I play something like, I'm encouraging people to be imaginative about what they play. It's going to be a no-brainer to immediately think, what am I going to play? Fly Me to the Moon River. You know, I'm jokingly, but not jokingly, I'm going to bar the Moonlight Sonata. You know, can you imagine if you go there and you have 25 people playing the Moonlight Sonata? It'd be a total nightmare. So I'm encouraging people to go there and just soak up the atmosphere and let themselves play something spontaneous, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know.
Create something new.
Right, something new. So if there's a tune comes out of me, it may be an unusual one I've not played for a while or something, I don't know. Try and just play it by ear. Which is, again, probably the motto of our project is, you know, off the cuff, play it by ear. Just, you know, see how it goes.
And kids will love that as well.
And they won't, apparently, you know, in other places this has been, kids think that's the real moon. It's, I'm not joking, they're like, what's the moon doing in the building, Daddy? You know, it'll be like that.
It's so sensational.
And there's a couple of young kids, actually, that we've just met through the project, a couple of young families. There's a boy in the West End, and he's only been playing for 4 months, right? And we gave him a piano, he got a piano from our project. He's really got something. He's got, like, superb natural talent, ability, technique. And his wee eyes were shiny and bright when he was in our shop in Shawlands trying all the pianos out. He's coming along. There'll be other folk we're inviting. I think it'll be a highly interesting and unusual event. Normally our events are free. And we ask if people want to make a contribution on the day they can, but this one's different. You'll be paying money when you come through the door. It's normally a fiver to see the moon. So you have to pay that day, but it'll still be an unusual, interesting event. And then we've got two more following that. Everything for this year is a kind of build-up to August. You probably know August is going to be the European Championships in Glasgow, which is, you know, like the Commonwealth Games, atmosphere is going to be recreated in the city, I would have thought. Let's hope we get 7 days of sunshine games. Again.
I know, I love to come.
Right,
I've been watching them just now, and it was just fabulous when it was in Glasgow, because
it was highly unusual, you know.
We hadn't seen those scenes, you know, when the cycling was on, and they were looking down on the city, it was up in Park Terrace, which I think, my God, this looks so wonderful, the world must be enchanted. We hadn't seen that ourselves before.
Do you remember during that week seeing any of our pianos out and about?
No.
We had 20 round the town for the Commonwealth Games, and I'm not joking.
I wasn't down the town, I've got to say. So. I watched the cycling, mainly watched on the telly, and I watched the cycling in the West End.
Our closest piano to you would have been Yogi. That was the name of the piano, and that was in Anclachan Cafe.
Oh, right. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. So
is it still there?
Nah. It was just there for the games.
Me alone.
Yogi's moved on. But this year, so in August the 2nd to the 12th, the city will be taken over by the European Championships, and we will have piano activities in different places, and probably have a piano or two on Glasgow Green for people to play and for people to decorate, maybe. We'll probably have pianos maybe out and about on Argyle Street during the road race on Sunday the 2nd maybe. And the last day of the championships we will have a Lids Open Day in City Halls.
Oh, that'd be good.
I'm hoping that we can kind of obliterate City Halls with pianos, and we can be in the Grand Hall and maybe have, if it's a good weather, put a piano outside. I'll bring Avril's piano, Beatrix Rose from McIntosh Church.
What day did you say that was?
That's going to be August the 12th.
The 12th of August. Okay.
And in between then, we've got another one on July the 8th. These are all Sundays.
I'll get these up in my what's on.
And so for all these events, we direct people to our website, the glasgowpianocity.org. And that will give people a good sense of what the event is. There's films you can watch, and there's things you can read about it. And it's an unusual event. Like, I kind of started it because I've always played piano and always felt like I'm fed up entertaining people. The thing I want to do, and most musicians will tell you, the thing they really like to do is to play without any pressure of performance.
Yeah.
Nobody paying money that you have to be there and smile and whatever, you know. You just want to play for its own sake.
my husband's a musician, but he plays guitar, but he rehearses every week with, he's got a band as well, Bearpit Brothers, and they rehearse every week, but they hardly ever perform. I mean, they don't kind of seek gigs or anything. If they're asked, they'll play, but they just get such a kick out of being together.
Everything changes when money is involved and when an audience is there with an expectation of they want to get what they paid for. So I always wanted to create events also for people who were both complete beginners and mature, experienced performers. And give them a chance to play, like, you know, a piano on a stage where some of their musical heroes might have played, you know, because for me, I used to go to the City Halls when I was young and watch Oscar Peterson, Nina Simone play in the City Halls and play a Steinway on stage. And I would be like, I'd sneak up to the balcony and look down and look at their hands and see how are they playing.
What they were doing. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be able to do an event where you could be on the stage with the piano, the same place that they had played, without having to have 10,000 people to appease, you know. So the experience has been really solid, that people love Lids Open Days, and it's an event for the performer, not for the audience. And interestingly, great performances happen.
It could be for many people their first performance.
See what? You know, like, see when you walk out on stage in the city halls or the concert hall and the place is empty and you're still playing 100 grand's worth of Steinway, your adrenaline is pumping. Even if it's just,
I might have a go.
Right? Even if it's just your pal in the audience and your mum or your dad, whatever, you're still feeling it. And it really raises your game musically, and those pianos are really high quality.
It's a great experience.
It is. So,
so how many pianos are you hoping to have the day that you have them all at the City Hall?
Oh, I don't know about
that. When you say obliterate.
I'm joking. If we're lucky and we get all the, you know, permissions and all the weather is good, we'll probably have the Steinway in the Grand Hall, which will be a kind of formal place. There's another beautiful piano in the City Halls in the recital room. If we can get that as well, that's great. If we can do, we'll have piano outside for people to play, because the Merchant City Festival will be, that's the last day of the championships, the last day of the festival. I think there's another cycling road race in the town, so the place will be hoaching. We'll maybe have a piano outside and maybe have Avril's piano inside as well, letting people see that and experience it, because it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And we'll do the same thing at the concert hall. We'll take Avril's piano up to the concert hall and let people see the work she put into it. And I'm hoping it will inspire kids and other schools to say, okay, we've got a scabby old piano in the cupboard that nobody's touched for years. Let's paint it. Let's.
Do you know what? You know? We had a piano in our old house up in Glasgow Street, a flat, and we couldn't take it with us. But even when we moved it up there, it was cast iron. I mean, what?
Oh, they all weigh a ton.
You know, I think we paid a fortune to get it moved because we were up all the stairs. But it was, we loved that piano, and it was great fun. And my niece was up the other day, and with her daughter. I'm now a great great aunt, so the mummy of the wee new baby, I had a photograph of her playing her piano and her mummy holding her, just a wee baby.
I'm pretty sure that when I was a wane, I'm pretty sure the piano's probably one of the first toys. I remember people telling me my grandpa would lift me up and I'd play the piano, you know. I think I totally. You become very attached to it. It's like, if that's your first experience of music, it's quite powerful, because you just press a note and this beautiful sound comes out.
And then they like to run their finger along it.
Did they?
Is it not?
So, I mean, like, for me, I want to get the message out to people that our pianos exist. And especially for August, you know, when the championships are in town, I really want to encourage young people to, or anybody really who wants to play, to go and express themselves in public and just enjoy the public pianos that we have.
I've seen quite a few people, you know, the piano down at Goma.
Well, that's the place we had. You know, there isn't a piano there all the time.
No, but when it was there,
it was round the block.
Lots of people played that.
And that was a great instrument too. That was called Wee Mary. And it was decorated like a boat, you know. It had portholes and things like that on it. It was a beautiful job. The students at the conservatoire decorated it. And So
have you got some new pianos on the go at the moment?
We do. Our latest installations, apart from this one here, there's a new one that's going to be done for the Royal Infirmary.
Right.
We put one in last year to the Queen Elizabeth University Hospital, and there'll be a new one going in there. There'll be one going out to Paisley. So we're doing a kind of, you know, new hospital installations, and it's quite a lot of work involved. We've had old pianos come in, we repair them and recondition them. And the decoration process, the one in the Royal Infirmary is going to be called Mabel, in honour of Mabel McKinley, who was a kind of well-known personality in the East End and who welcomed people to the Royal Infirmary many years ago by, you know, offering them a cup of tea and an ear and offering them some kindness.
That's fabulous, you know, but it's not like a big known name or something. It's a good person.
Right, and so we were trying to think of an interesting theme for the decoration, and so far what we might be going with, probably going with, is trying to express what it might look like if there was a molecule of kindness. And so that's going to be Mabel's design process, and there'll be a...
So who will decorate that?
I don't know. We'll see. We had somebody in mind, but they're too busy.
See, when you say we, and you know, we thought this, that, who are we?
Who are we? Uh-huh. Well, at the minute I'm talking to, believe it or not, the young woman that I met who works here, right, in the cafe. Uh-huh. Her name is Alana McCoog. She plays piano, she teaches, uh-huh, and she just emailed me out the blue to say, is it possible to get a piano for our cafe?
Sure, that's great.
Right, and so that all worked out pretty smooth. Libby came here, Alana's very happy, and since then she's become one of the teachers on our project.
Right.
So there's a young guy in the East End, a young 14-year-old boy. He's going to get some tuition. It's a lovely story, actually. Uh-huh. There's a great project in Royston, right, called Royston Youth Action.
I know it. I follow them on Twitter.
You know them, right?
Well, so I'll tell you why. The Rosemount Project up there in Royston, that was set up in 1991, we Save the Children Anti-Poverty Project. So I was the project manager.
Ah, okay.
And I love Royston.
You know it well.
So I have so many, I keep as many links as I can with them. So that's great.
It is. So
I know the,
I'm just
going to
check with Ali. Ali. I think the reality is I'm probably still going to be talking for a bit more. Are you? What's your life like today? Should I meet you another day? I was feeling like Ali needs to go.
We could give it 10 minutes or something.
No,
it's okay.
We'll just
commit again.
We can do that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Now I've seen you. Yeah, okay. Thank you, Ali.
All right. It was a really nice to see you today.
It was, yeah. I'm glad you look good. I'm glad. All right.
So the Royston Action Group.
Royston Youth Action, yeah. So
Royston Youth Action.
There's a young lad called Ryan. In mm-hmm. fact, you might have seen a tweet they posted mm-hmm. about Ryan a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Apparently had a big reaction, this tweet. So we had a contact with them and through another project, and we ended up giving them a baby grand piano to support this lad, because he's got a real natural talent. He's teaching himself on YouTube, right? Uh-huh. And something else. And so he came into his normal weekly group and discovered a baby grand.
Oh my God.
And there was a very strong reaction to that, a positive one, you know. And
I haven't seen it, but I will look for it.
Check it out,
back.
Right?
That's an amazing story.
And then it gets a bit more. There's another layer of amazingness. So the piano remover. Cheerio. The piano remover who'd done the job for us kind of heard about all this and spontaneously offered to support Ryan's musical, growth. And so he's ended up paying for a year's piano tuition for the lad.
That's fantastic.
And so, you can plan that, you know. And then I got this beautiful email. You know, sometimes you get emails, normally you get emails and you just want to, you know, put them in your junk. Or you get thousands of them and your brain goes mental. But I got an email from one of the women involved who'd helped connect me with Royston in the first place. And she'd helped contribute to the cost of moving the piano. And she's from a food bank in the north of the city. And she just simply said, you know, being involved with this has been the highlight of our working life.
So that's lovely.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing keeps you going mm-hmm. when your energy's dipping a wee bit and, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, what is this thing I've created? It's a bit of a monster, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, because I had no idea when I started this 4 years ago what the administration on running a project like this would be like, and that's not what I've signed up for, you know? So, but there's that, and so there's lots of interesting things kind of happening out there quietly and you know, we're slowly but steadily spreading the number of acoustic pianos that are out there in decent condition for people to play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a few around here too. There's one round the corner from this cafe in the Fred Payton Centre.
Yeah, I know that centre.
Where Woodlands Community Garden have their weekly.
Well, let's tell you, in Fred Payton Centre, the person who teaches the food and runs the whole food part of it is Sosha Tavassoli.
Right.
And Sosha was one of the women who studied on, who lived in Royston and came on the course.
Okay.
To, you know, they had courses for women and childcare. So Sosha was one of the women who came on the course, and she's now got the job along with Fred Payton. So I've been along there to see her and see what she's doing, because it's a fabulous centre.
I hope they get their funding continued. I think they're, you know, like everybody else out there, they're waiting to see if they get...
Yeah. The First Minister was there recently.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Let's hope that makes a difference.
Well, I hope so. So they've got a piano there?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'm not sure about that one. I don't know what it's called. I'm not sure if it's been given a name yet. There's been one or two pianos there. When we can, we give a better instrument for somewhere that has, you know... I think there's a guy who comes there who may be autistic, I'm not sure, but he's a great player. And so there's little pockets of musical stuff happening around Glasgow that we're aiming to support a wee bit with a piano.
Oh, it's great. I love the idea of this one with the colouring in. And then it can be...
It only works if you varnish it first and clean it off straight away.
So who's responsible for that?
No, we'll only do that for special events.
It looks great.
We left it in one place one time and we didn't give clear enough instructions some people coloured it in and then did they clean it off?
Uh-huh.
And it was still there. I'm like, oh no, man, we have to clean it. So I had to get the kind of nail polish remover and get it off. Yeah.
If Jim was here, he wouldn't be able to resist it. It's not a penis, but I mean...
Let's not advertise this one's for colouring in. It's not now.
Okay. But he could... He loves to, you know, play a wee bit of blues or something. And he would not be able to look at the piano and knock it up and play a wee tune.
No, that's all right.
No, yeah. It's great. It looks so nice as well. So, and what about your own stuff, Tom? You're composing.
I've no time. I don't have a minute. I'd never have time to practice or rehearse anymore. It's really funny, you know. And I really would struggle to. I'd have to program that in my day and say, right, I'm just going to rehearse for it. No, it's really. I'm not sad about it in a kind of depressing way, but there is a little bit like I've lost my own musicianship because I'm running a music project.
You've invested so much
in it. Yeah, so I'm going to try and change that next year and make a little bit more time and rebalance. The reality is, I need to find other human beings to help me run this thing.
Right.
I mean, at the minute I don't have any funding for even my core salary.
Kind of organic development that's going well.
There is, it is. And I had a really lovely new connection with a very interesting project in Ayrshire, who were on the news the other day, SDV, and you know, have government support. They're called River Garden Auchincruve.
Right.
Right? And they are run by IFDA Scotland. And that stands for Independence from Drug and Alcohol Scotland. And they're a new centre. Mm-hmm. They're long-term social enterprise and development centre. And so what they're really doing is following a highly successful Italian, European model supporting people to come out of addiction long-term. And because there's a kind of reality to coming out of addiction where you might have short-term support, but then you might be left on your own again. Mm-hmm. And these guys are doing a different model where you go there for 3 years and live in and be supported. And it's a beautiful place. It's kind of on the site of the old agricultural college on the bend of the River Ayr near Auchincruve. It's lovely. The gardens are beautiful. I was at the opening ceremony the other day. And it's been really inspiring. We brought them a piano straight away, donated from a school in Ross Hall in Clarkston. And we brought a piano for the marquee, an old school piano. And we're giving them old scrap pianos that are beyond their musical life as well, with the idea and the aim to support them, to turn them into other things as a social enterprise. And that aspect of our project is growing slowly and... because people offer us pianos all the time that are knackered.
Yeah.
And so I realise now this is a real problem for many, many hundreds of people in Glasgow. And what do you do with them? Many of these pianos go to the dump straight away, right? And the amount of beautiful craftsmanship and high quality, surely to God, we shouldn't be dumping these things. And so our wee project has managed to save, I don't know, over 100 of them. We've got about 50 in stock at the minute. We're completely at capacity. Mm-hmm. But we're working on ideas on turning a piano stripped out shell into other things. What do you do with it? You know, what can we do with that? Yeah. So there's some stuff coming up soon that we'll be able to publicise. And,
do you know, the interiors place along at Annie's Land called the Store Interiors, and they bring loads of, I think it might be worth speaking to them because they're very innovative. They bring a lot of stuff from abroad, very unusual.
But can I write that down on a scrap of paper?
Yeah, I'll write it down here because they have got very unique pieces of furniture.
And that's a great shout. I'll go and check them out. Are they on Great Western Road?
No, they're in Monroe Place, Annie's Land.
Is that near the back of Garton Avenue?
No. It's further along. It's beyond Annie's Land Cross, going towards Knightswood. It's huge, it's on three levels, and they've got loads of very unique stuff. They go abroad and bring all sorts of things.
But
they've got if you had a cocktail bar in the house, but it's made out of something else.
And magic. I think I should go there right now.
Yeah. I think that it would be worth your while.
See, for example, right, last year, last year, there was a movie remake of Whiskey Galore. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah, no, but I knew that was on the GFT.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so part of that movie's process, when they go into the ship to get the whiskey, they find a piano that's hanging off the ceiling, and you know, and so the props department got in touch with us and asked if we can source them a grand piano that we could strip out and make lighter and they could use for the movie. So we did that. We found one from, I think it was in Bristol. It looked beautiful, but it was knackered. So we took.
You're dead right. Because
but we still have, after the movie was over, we still have the piano.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
I'd love to turn it into something else.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what it is yet, but we should do that.
Definitely.
No, so
because you see, quite a lot of the old sewing machines, now use this of, take the guts are out of them, but people are using them for, it could be table or whatever, but they're so attractive.
See, if you look on our website, there's a wee video I just posted the other week. It's really interesting. So one of the guys who's working on this prototypes is a really creative character called Altron, right? And he works out of a workshop in the south side. And so we got a tip from another piano guy in the trade, from Jamie McLaren, and he was telling us that if you want to strip a piano to pieces, it's all glued together. And so you ruin all the wood it's all the glue. But so what you need is methylated spirits. So if you make a wee crack down the edge of the piano and you pour in some meths and wait, the meths dissolves the glue. And then you start hearing it starts to crack. And this is a real process, a real reality, because in the past you would think, well, how can I salvage this piano? It's all glued together. I'm going to ruin the wood by cutting it up. The meths dissolves the glue, and then you can strip off a side panel, and then it's beautiful. So there's a wee video about that on their website.
I'm going to that. It's just like every day you must be learning something new.
It is, but the main thing I'm learning, see, when I went to this River Garden place and listened to the way the Italian project coordinator spoke about her centre and other people spoke about what they're doing there, it inspired me to kind of be clearer about how our project needs to be. And for anybody involved with these kind of things, your life can get carried away with it, and you put your own health on the back burner. You end up answering 10,000 emails and you don't have any rest.
No.
We need a thing called slow growth. It's not about making an economic profit.
No.
It's about taking care of yourself
doing
in the middle.
Right thing. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you can still run a business, you can still make high quality things, you can still trade as a social enterprise, but you include your own health and well-being in the picture. And then it all slows down a bit. And it's really interesting. You kind of start to resist the urge to grow for its own sake. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I really like that. It's, it seems like yeah. it's a no-brainer.
Do you know, I mean, it's a good point. I mean, I feel often that I'm on a kind of treadmill. How do you get off the treadmill? With the website. But at the same time, I'm quite selective because I don't want to do things or have things on the site that I wouldn't genuinely say, look, I think this is great, or, you know, you should go there. Yeah. So I'm quite selective about choosing, and people are always saying to me, oh, you should be making a fortune, you could be doing this, you could be doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, but I would be miserable.
Right.
Do you know, if I was getting
What's
up in the
point?
Morning
What's
and,
the point, you
know? And trying to get in touch with and sell things and make all sorts of money. But the thought is just, I just don't like that idea.
Right.
I think that, and I think also the way you're sort of talking about it, you almost don't know what's going to come up. You know, the connections.
I could leave this cafe, somebody could phone me, God knows what will happen. I mean, like, a few months ago, I got a phone call from a production person from the BBC. Mm-hmm. And they'd been filming in Weems Bay mm-hmm. for the thing that's on the telly right now called Ordeal by Innocence.
Right, oh yeah.
It's on a Sunday night.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's bamboozling my noggin, I'm not sure about it, right?
I have no idea, there's so many people in it, I don't know what's happening.
There you go.
It looks
and
good.
So it's going to finish this weekend, but... So if you watch it, you'll see a white baby grand piano.
Okay.
That piano is sitting in our shop in Shawlands Arcade. Uh-huh. After the production was over, they'd nowhere to put it, so they kindly donated it to us. And
Jim's, it's just when you're talking, it's sort of coming to my head, and I must drop in a wee line. Jim's cousin Marion is head of props for Scottish Opera. So I must drop through your line and say if ever you're looking for piano.
Yeah,
this is
I've got a good prop piano.
Yeah. I'm sure that will.
They probably.
There will be.
They probably have one, but yeah.
They might not have a particular one.
Are we, yeah, I mean, like, the other thing is we're. You're right. Our project does grow organically and spontaneously, and there's bucket loads of happy accidents. And that's how this thing...
That sounds great.
I know, really.
Well, do you know what? Bucket loads of happy accidents. So I think that's a good place to stop.
I think so, yeah.
But, Tom, thanks so much. Do you know, I mean, I think it's wonderful.
Do you know, we've been chatting for 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
No, we could go on much longer, but I think that...
That's probably played.
Well, that was Pat talking to Tom Binns, the founder of Glasgow Piano City. I'm just going to leave you with one thing, which is to ask you to say the following phrase very quickly and repeatedly. Bucket loads of happy accidents. See how you go on with that. And I'll catch you the next episode. Bye for now.